This is program number LW2748. I suppose that doctors are called on for almost anything. Not only do they have patients with colds, with the flu, but they have patients whose problems deal with, well, with not having any friends. Hi, this is Larry West. There was a man way back in 1835 that visited a doctor in Florence, Italy one day. This man said he couldn't relax. He was exhausted because he had gotten no sleep in many, many nights. He couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep, he couldn't relax. He didn't want to be around anybody. Well, the doctor examined him and found that despite the man's low mental state, he was still in good physical condition. The doctor concluded that the man needed to relax. Well, of course, the man knew that before he went to see him. But anyway, the doctor told him about a circus in town, telling him about the famous clown Grimaldi. Every night he has people rolling in the aisles. You must go see him, he said. Grimaldi is the world's funniest clown. You'll enjoy him. He'll make you laugh, and he'll help you with your problem. Well, to the doctor's surprise, the man, in a determined answer, told him, "No, sir, he can't help me," he said. "You see, I am Grimaldi." There is no sadder picture than that of a man wearing a mask who has no joy trying to give joy. And yet that's the thing that plagues a lot of people, you know? Think about it. How many people have you known who seem so happy, so carefree, not a worry in the world? And all of a sudden, you hear they've got ulcers, or someone's committed suicide. His bold front ran its course, and the true self showed up. It's obvious, isn't it? That it's what's on the inside that really counts. It's what's in a person's heart that makes him what he is. If he can get that straightened out there, then the rest will take care of itself. You know, the Bible says something about it's being what's on the inside that counts. Solomon, wise old Solomon, said a long time ago, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." In other words, it's what's on the inside that counts. But Jesus Christ himself taught this very principle when he said that the good man out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. That is, Jesus was simply saying that the outcome is determined by the intake. That is, it's what a person is on the inside that determines what he's going to do on the outside. He might like Grimaldi, sure. He might like Grimaldi put on a bold front for a while, but just like Grimaldi, he'll end up asking for help. You've got to get straightened out on the inside. You know, we live in a society of saturation. I mean, everywhere we look, we're being told what to think. You know, that's what you do on the inside. We turn on the radio, the television, we go places and hear people talk. The printing press is turning out more and more signs and posters of different kinds, influencing our thinking. And as a result, many times we don't think for ourselves. We don't think about those things that are honorable and pure and excellent. And what we are on the inside determines what we do on the outside. The Bible tells us what's best for us. That's simply because God, the one who made us in the first place, wrote it to us. And the message he has written to us is for our own good. The Bible, for example, tells us what we ought to be thinking about. The Bible says whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Now, why did God tell us something like that? Because he knows that we all are like Grimaldi, the famous clown. We all, if we're going to be happy, must start on the inside. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible correspondence course, a Bible study course. You can study it in the privacy of your own home. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.